in a Chevrolet.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It has been two solid weeks of violent weather somewhere in the United States. Two people killed in storms on Wednesday. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
A state of emergency declared in Gaston County, North Carolina, where a powerful storm took down highway signs and power lines. 13 tornadoes were spotted in seven states yesterday alone, marking the 14th consecutive day that a twister has touched down in the U.S.
It's back to the stand today for Stormy Daniels, the porn star at the heart of Donald Trump's hush money trial. His defense team will continue cross-examining her today. A major shift between the U.S. and Israel after the White House announced a temporary halt to some weapons shipments until there is a guarantee, President Biden says, the IDF will not conduct a major offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. House Speaker Mike Johnson survives an attempt to take the gavel away from him. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for a motion to vacate, which failed. This is ABC News. A healthcare company with hospitals in 19 states hit by a cyber attack. Ascension Health says its clinical operations have been disrupted. No charges in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, against a man accused of yelling racial slurs at a women's college basketball team.
Prosecutors in Coeur d'Alene say a high school student admitted to yelling a racial slur and a sexual comment toward University of Utah women's basketball players as a team was walking to dinner. In a decision, the city attorney's office says the 18-year-old was trying to be funny and that it was protected speech under Idaho law, although they called what he said racist but not criminal. About 100 members of the University of Utah Athletics Department abruptly moved from staying in Idaho to Spokane, Washington. Alex Stone, ABC News.
General Motors is putting the Malibu on the road to retirement after selling more than 10 million Chevy Malibu sedans. GM says it'll stop making it so it can switch to the assembly lines over to build new electric vehicles. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today talking up Microsoft's massive investment in Racine County and contrasting his economic record with Donald Trump's.
So far, we've created $866 billion in private sector investment nationwide, almost $1 trillion.
Biden reminded an audience in Racine how Trump and Foxconn promised thousands of jobs in the area but never delivered. Wisconsin is getting almost $18 million from Washington to fight fentanyl and opioid abuse. Senator Tammy Baldwin chairs a key appropriations subcommittee. She says communities on the front lines need resources to fight the epidemic. The money comes from the state opioid response grant program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Embrace's Yoga in the Park is back. Get ready to unwind, stretch, and soak up the summer sun with Embrace's free 4-week yoga series. Are you ready to reduce stress and embrace mindfulness in the great outdoors? Look no further. Join us for a rejuvenating yoga experience led by the fantastic Linda Johnson. Let's come together at Elk Lake Lionite Park in Phillips every Wednesday evening in June from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Picture this. Gentle yoga poses, soothing breezes, and the scenery backdrop of Elk Lake. What could be better? Whether you're seasoned at yoga or just dipping your toes onto the mat, everyone is welcome. New to yoga? No problem. We've got you covered with step-by-step guidance. Studies show that being fully present in the moment enhances social bonds, so not only will you leave feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, but you'll also leave with new connections and community resources to support your well-being. Please plan to bring along water, your yoga mat, towel, or blanket, and wear your comfy clothes that let you move freely. Let's make this summer one to remember. See you on the mat. Have questions or need more info? Call Embrace at 1-800-924-0556. Visit www.embracewi.org or hop onto our social media pages.
Leaning into
coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing to the Royals 6-4 on Wednesday. Tuesday night, the Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willie Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch, and it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, did I just see that? It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies to stay with us here in the overnight. Upper 30s by sunrise and a northeast wind between 15 and 20 miles per hour. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies with afternoon highs in the upper 50s, a northeast breeze. Right now, it's 48.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
98Q Country.
All right. Yeah, it's all right. Reservations. I got spaghetti hands.
phone.
Rock it in your pocket.
Anytime, anywhere.
98Q Country.
Last night, coming in here, drinking all by yourself. The last time, giving your heart away to someone else. Yeah, we could be some history in the making, girl. Tonight might be your last night alone. It could be your last night.
98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
The southern wind sings again, an island lullaby.
Break up now.
way to start the day, but whatever. 28 past 8, how you doing? 44 is our wake-up temp this morning. I'm going to turn this up to about 61, it looks like, for today. Things look really, there's some of you that are getting some rain right now. I'm looking to the sky to the south of Park Falls is looking pretty pretty bleak. So some rain falling in parts of our listening area. In the immediate Park Falls area, it is dry and pleasant. Northeast wind today at about 10 to 18, 10 to 20, somewhere in that range. So temperatures will continue. In fact, we have, we're going to triple down on 61. Not too often I see the same high temperature for 3 days in a row, but they're telling us the temperature will be 61 for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. That's always a guesstimation. And then 70 on Sunday. Rain for the weekend? Well, a slight chance of rain for most of us today, so it should be a pleasant day. But the chance of rain is about 60% tomorrow. And much less on Saturday, just about a 25% chance. Sunday right now, they're saying a 70% chance of rain on Sunday. And our high temperatures should remain in the 60s for the most part from here moving forward. If you stuck something in the ground and you're worrying about it freezing, or you got a potted plant outside, tonight it's going to get below freezing. We're going to get down to the probably 25 to 30 range for an overnight low tonight. So cover it up, bring it in. If you, like we were talking with the folks from Northwoods Greenhouse yesterday, if you want to put something outside, you know, like a hanging basket or something like that, just pay attention, because it can get one cool night can take care of that pretty quick. So pay attention to those overnight lows. Like I just said, tonight is one of those pay attention nights. We've got a Thursday working for us here, the 9th day of May already. We're sneaking up on grad time for our area seniors. An exciting time. Kids have that, there's just a different mentality when you get to into high school. There's just some kids that just, like a microphone dropping on a stage, they just drop the mic and they're like, thank you, but I'm out. And there's others who don't want it to end. And, you know, it takes all different types of personalities and people. I remember when I finished high school, I was a mic dropper. I was I was like, thank you for your time, for your service. Psh, I'm gone. Did miss the high school sports aspect in the competition. I think most athletes do miss that part of it. But usually by the time you're a senior, you're ready to roll. You know, you're ready to move on to the next phase in life, and that's kind of what high school is supposed to do, prepare you for that. Twice an hour, news, sports, we do that, so let's get it going here. ABC kicks it off.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It has been two solid weeks of violent weather somewhere in the United States. Two people killed in storms on Wednesday. Here's ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
A state of emergency declared in Gaston County, North Carolina, where a powerful storm took down highway signs and power lines. 13 tornadoes were spotted in seven states yesterday alone, marking the 14th consecutive day that a twister has touched down in the U.S.
It's back to the stand today for Stormy Daniels, the porn star at the heart of Donald Trump's hush money trial. His defense team will continue cross-examining her today. A major shift between the U.S. and Israel after the White House announced a temporary halt to some weapons shipments until there is a guarantee, President Biden says, the IDF will not conduct a major offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. House Speaker Mike Johnson survives an attempt to take the gavel away from him. Georgia Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene calling for a motion to vacate, which failed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again ignoring Governor Evers' call to free up $140 million for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Joint Finance Committee co-chair, Representative Mark Bourne.
He could have taken the deal. He decided there were things in there that he couldn't take. That's his choice. That's his right. But that's how he chose to stop that program.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money.
The owners of two Wisconsin wedding barns are suing. They want a Trempealeau County court to block a new state law that forces them to get liquor licenses. Wedding barn owners say the law is too restrictive and too expensive. Bars and restaurants have long complained that wedding barns have enjoyed an unfair advantage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Embrace's Yoga in the Park is back. Get ready to unwind, stretch, and soak up the summer sun with Embrace's free 4-week yoga series. Are you ready to reduce stress and embrace mindfulness in the great outdoors? Look no further. Join us for a rejuvenating yoga experience led by the fantastic Linda Johnson. Let's come together at Elk Lake Lionite Park in Phillips every Wednesday evening in June from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Picture this. Gentle yoga poses, soothing breezes, and the scenery backdrop of Elk Lake. What could be better? Whether you're seasoned at yoga or just dipping your toes onto the mat, everyone is welcome. New to yoga? No problem. We've got you covered with step-by-step guidance. Studies show that being fully present in the moment enhances social bonds, so not only will you leave feeling refreshed and rejuvenated, but you'll also leave with new connections and community resources to support your well-being. Please plan to bring along water, your yoga mat, towel, or blanket, and wear your comfy clothes that let you move freely. Let's make this summer one to remember. See you on the mat. Have questions or need more info? Call Embrace at 1-800-924-0556. Visit www.embracewi.org or hop onto our social media pages.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country. The Brewers still in first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers still in a tie for first place with the Chicago Cubs in the NL Central. Milwaukee losing to the Royals in Kansas City 6-4. The Cubs losing 2 of 3 games after hosting the Padres. The Brewers opening a 4-game series tonight against the Cardinals. NBA, the Bucks, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, the older brother of Giannis, has suffered a torn Achilles that will require surgery. That, according to The Athletic, Doc Rivers went 19-23 this season, including the playoffs, as the head coach of the Bucks, and talked about what's next in the offseason and if he's back next year.
You know, I have the job, and, you know, this summer is very important. You know, building everything around the players the right way, building the team the right way, doing everything, being all together. It'll be nice for me having an understanding of our guys, how to use them, how to play them. So, yeah, there's some advantages to this for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
April's warmth has arrived, and with it comes great opportunities from the Park Falls Area Chamber of Commerce. Stand out in the community with a retail partnership sponsorship at the 71st Annual Flamborama, one of Wisconsin's longest-running celebrations. Gain recognition due to Chamber and civic media like 98Q Country, reaching 18 counties. Contact the Chamber office today at 715-762-2703 or visit us on Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Meet our new Chamber Director, Courtney, and grab our community coupon books at half price, now only $10, packed with savings from local businesses. Join the Chamber today for a thriving business tomorrow.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
To win in basketball takes a can-do spirit. So shave with Barbasol and inspire your team. Raise that red, white, and blue can and yell, "We can do this." If it doesn't work, you still got a great shave. Barbasol, it's a can of can-do.
Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder lives up to its name. Whatever path you choose, from muddy jungles to snowy trails to rolling sand dunes, the 2024 Nissan Pathfinder has the capability to get you there. With 7 drive modes, Pathfinder's available intelligent four-wheel drive is built for even the most epic journeys. Find your path with Nissan's 2024 Pathfinder. Head to NissanUSA.com for more details. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Hey, Joe Montana here.
Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Spacek Lawn Care and Snow Plowing in Phillips. Call 715-820-0359 to keep your property groomed or snow removed. Spacek Lawn Care and Snow Plowing.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow 65 by Saturday. Partly cloudy 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 43.
From downtown to down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun. 98Q Country.
I've sent a dozen texts and I ain't heard jack. I guess she's busy playing hard to get. Favorite wine, thinking we'd be making up in no time.
Robin Isolo and 98Q Country. Good Thursday to you. Joel here. We're doing another text to win today. And your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Jimmy Buffett Tribute Show, which is Saturday night at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino in Lac du Flambeau. We'll announce yesterday's winner a little bit later on this morning. See if I can get you today's keyword to get this off your to-do list right away here. What is today? The 9th? The 9th, okay. So today's keyword for our second and final pair of tickets to see the Brewer, Jimmy Buffett on Saturday night is Buffett. It's two F's and two T's. I think if you misspell it, you're probably going to be okay. But B-U-F-F-E-T-T, that's Jimmy Buffett. Buffet. B-U-F-F-E-T-T. Buffett is the key word. You can text that to me right now and automatically be in for those, for the two tickets for the Jimmy Buffett Tribute Concert Saturday night. It's a $40 value. If you haven't done it before, just put that Civic Media app on your iPhone or Android phone. Go to your Play Store and search for Civic Media, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download that app. It's free. All that app is going to do is going to get you access to the Civic Media radio stations. It just lists them all right there. You see 98Q, you tap on it and hit text, and you're off and running. And you send the word buffet to us sometime today, Buffett, and you'll be in. Text to win. It's a lot of fun. We had a lot of entries yesterday. We'll announce the winner a little bit later on this morning. From yesterday's, we'll do that probably 8 o'clock hour this morning. Are you going fishing this weekend? If you are, hold on, 60 seconds away from a Kurtz Island Sports Shop fishing report.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The 2024 Inland Game Fish Opener is in the books. Nice weather compared to most openers greeted early morning anglers the first day, till the skies opened up by the late morning. Water temps of 46 degrees on the large deep lakes to 52 on the smaller lakes and flowages met morning anglers' urge to go to shallow from past experience or from listening to these fishing posts that I write did not pan out for most of us. Yet walleyes were caught and a lot of anglers were out on the water. Walleyes, they were good. With most bodies of water in the post-spawn time frame for walleye, it was expected they would have the feed bag on in the shallows, gorging on young perch and minnows. While some reports of success on smaller walleyes and tight, better catches came from somewhat deeper water, many in 12 to 15 feet, and most of those fish were full of mayfly larvae that the walleyes had rooted out of the mud. This is unusual for this time of year, but as the water's warm, expect these fish, as we started to find on Monday afternoon, moving up into the shallows and taking our minnow or leech on jig combos. This has been the Kurtz Island Fishing Report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow, 65. By Saturday, partly cloudy, 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Let's go!
Want to connect with us?
Q Country.
Daddy, I'm afraid. Won't you stay a little while? Keep me safe. There's monsters right outside. Daddy, please don't go.
News at 98Q Country. We're looking at 61 for the high today, tomorrow, and on Saturday. So some pretty consistent temperatures. And we're waking up to, what do we got, 40, what did I say earlier, 48, 49. I think it's going to get cold tonight. 45, we'll call it, actually, right now. It's going to get below freezing, I think, for pretty much all of us tonight. So if you got the early hanging basket for mom or something outside that will be affected by that, cover it up or bring it inside. Snuggle with it inside. And possibilities of some rain as we get into the weekend. I know we're seeing some scattered showers here this morning. The skies, when I was driving in south on Highway 13 here this morning, saw kind of a pocket of some rain showers down to the south. Very few and far between today, but there is a possibility that there may be some rain showers briefly in your Thursday. Let's get some words. We are in need. I don't know about you. Raise your hand if you're in need today, the week. How's the week treating you? All right. you know what? Talk about it. Just grab your coffee. Everything will be fine. Focus on the family. Some words of encouragement, we hope, today. Brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
Jason Smith, a middle school principal in Kentucky, met his daughter for the first time when she was in sixth grade. Her name was Raven. She'd been sent to Jason's office after getting angry in the cafeteria and throwing food at a fellow student. When Jason sat Raven down, he asked her, "Would you act that way at a restaurant?" Her answer surprised him. She'd never eaten in a restaurant, she said, because she'd spent her entire life in the foster care system. That night, Jason told his wife, Mary Beth, about Raven. She agreed that Raven had a chance to overcome her troubles if something could go in her favor. And so they decided to adopt her. And what a difference it made. With Jason and Mary Beth to guide her forward and offer stability, Raven went on to graduate from both high school and college. Her dad, Jason, says any child who's given the proper support, love, and affection can be successful. Now, I agree, which is why I believe you can make a positive impact in the lives of children growing up without their parents. How? By helping just one. You can't adopt every orphan, but you can adopt one, or you can offer help to a family who has adopted. You can't rescue every child from tough circumstances, but you can rescue one. There's a world outside your door in need of help, and you can make a difference if you'll do for just one what you wish you could do for everybody. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members to the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Treat mom to this Sunday's Mother's Day Prime Rib Buffet at Burgers Bar and Grill. Starting at noon to 5, mom pays $24.99, and that includes soup and salad bar. And don't forget, happy hour from 3 to 5. For reservations, call 339-3456. Again, that's Mother's Day, May 12th, for Burgers Bar and Grill Mother's Day Prime Rib Buffet, located on Highway 13 in Phillips. Happy Mother's Day.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by North Country Veterinary Clinic and Four Paws Pet Resort of Park Falls and Phillips. Committed to providing the best care for your dogs, cats, pocket pets, birds, and exotic animals.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 58 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight clear. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow sunshine with an isolated afternoon thunderstorm possible. Our high tomorrow 65 by Saturday, partly cloudy, 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Hey, we're back.
Whether you're getting over someone,
I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
But I sure do like your style, and I can see you came to rock in your blue jeans and white tank top. Man, that look drives me wild. And it's hey now, here we go, DJ, don't you play nothing slow. Keep those girls out on the floor, gotta make them wanna come back for more.